I was reading the story of the prodigal son, and as I was investigating it, I came across a feature that almost no one brings out because we're so impressed with the actual story, which is the forgiveness of the father towards this wayward, wasteful son. And many preachers have also pointed out the problem of the older son that doesn't want to go into the party and so on. But I want to take a certain feature and ask you to examine yourself to see if this is not also something that you're also struggling with. We know the story. The younger son gets his inheritance, basically saying to his dad, "You're dead to me," and he wants to go off and waste it, and he does in a far country. And then there's a famine. He doesn't have anything. He finds himself feeding pigs and wishing he could eat what they eat. And he says this: "How many of the servants in my father's house have bread aplenty? There's this abundance of bread, and I am perishing." And so he says he's going to go back home. He's going to apologize to his dad, and he makes that happen. And so the father forgives him and says, "Hey, give him a new robe, give him shoes and a ring, and let's kill the fatted calf and let's make a celebration." Now, it's at that point while they're having that celebration that the older son comes in from the field. It's an interesting thing that the younger son was working in the fields of a foreigner. The older son is working in the fields of the father. The older son asks one of the servants to come over, and it says here in chapter 15, verse 26, he called one of the servants and asked what this meant. Now, this is a feature that we skip over. He asked he inquired the meaning of these things. And this is the same words that are used in chapter 18 with blind Bartimaeus. As Jesus going through Jericho, in Luke 18, verse 35, as he drew near to Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the roadside begging, and hearing a multitude going by, he inquired what this meant. He is inquiring, what does this mean? The older son says, what does all this celebration mean? Blind Bartimaeus said, what does this sound of this multitude mean? And they said, Jesus of Nazareth is passing by. He seizes on the opportunity to say, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. And even when they try to quiet him down, he calls all the more, and Jesus comes and heals him. He takes advantage of this. He enters into, if you want to call it, a celebration, a feast. The multitude are celebrating Jesus. He's asked, what do these things mean? The older son is asking what these things mean, and he's told that the father's throwing a party because he's received your brother safe and sound. And that just does it. The older son says, no, this is unjust. And when the father comes out to ask him to come into the party, he says, Dad, I have never once disobeyed one of your commands. And I have served you all these years. Now, that word serve shows that he's thinking of the word servant. I've been a son, but I have been working like a servant. The younger son, though he was a son, said, I'm not worthy to be a son. I would love to be a servant. And the older son says, you never even gave me a goat to celebrate with my friends. Now, he's misunderstood the meaning of the fatted calf being slain. He thinks that this younger son has been given the calf. No, the calf was not slain for the younger son. It was slain for the father. It's the father's celebration. It's the father's party. It's the father's joy that his son has come home. And he's asking the older son to participate in the celebration. He should have understood the meaning of these things. What do these things mean? Instead, he misunderstands the meaning that it's somehow a slight against him. In this, the father says to him, look, you've always been with me. All that I have is yours. He's saying you could have been having this anytime you wanted. And that's the feature I want to bring out here. Are you walking in all that you could be? Do you understand the meaning of what's going on around you? The meaning of the signs that God is giving us in our own day, that he's inviting us to come into the party, to come into the celebration, to come into the move of the Spirit? Are you participating in all that you could have? Or are you feeling like you are a slave, a servant in the Father's house, not a son? I want to challenge you, like Bartimaeus, seize the opportunity to ask Jesus to come into your situation and give you what you want. He wanted to see. Ask him for the miracle that you seek. Now's the time. Don't ask any more what's the meaning of what's going on around us. It means that God is on the move and you need to be part of it.